Oh, hello, I didn't see you there. This is Dr. Thaddeus Venture, and you're listening to the Long Box Guys. Whatever that means. We're on the road, we're going home, to the place where wild nerds roam, with pretty girls and dudes and kids. Going to cons is our escape. It's like a pack of buggies in a star-filled sky, where you can meet all your heroes and none of them fly.
Hey man, this is Kevin Smith, Silent Bob from all those terrible Jay and Silent Bob type pictures, and you are listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box. Comics talk for comics fans.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this episode of the Long Box Guys. My name is Thomas Strange, and with me as always are some of my very best friends since I was a very little kid. Mike Manning, how you doing? And what are you drinking?
I'm doing great, Tom, and I am drinking some Eagle Rare Bourbon tonight because I don't want to get called into work.
Work that you're not even getting paid for.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
Yeah. LT, my beautiful friend, now that you have heat in your house finally, you're nice and comfy. You're sitting there in what looks like a denim tuxedo. How are you doing and what are you drinking?
I'm doing okay, and I am drinking some Cardew whiskey. How are you doing, Tom? What are you drinking?
That's very nice of you to ask. I am drinking, once again, I believe this is Thompson's Water Seal, or Thompson's Scotch, as it's also known. Delicious scotch. The best scotch you can buy for $9.99 a bottle. That's Thompson's Water Seal Scotch, $9.99 a bottle. And I'm having a great week, thanks. I have the whole week off. I'm between jobs at the moment, and I'm trying not to feel like a homeless bum. Josh, how you doing? What are you drinking?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm not feeling great, but I'm trying to drown that feeling with beer. And I've got the flagship Julius from Treehouse, and it is delicious.
It looks delicious. That's a beautiful amber color, leaving a nice foamy residue on your glass. And since we're all drinking today, let's raise a glass together, gentlemen, to 2018. That was a shitty, shitty, fucked up year, right?
Get on out of here.
Get out of here, 2018, you piece of shit. My wife and I dubbed that year the Summer of Suck. So hopefully wow, 2019 is going to
like
hold
it was a kind of a good year for you. See what I did there?
I do, except you forget that she had the shingles and her face swelled up like a catcher's mitt for most of the year, so couldn't fit a Vienna sausage in that mouth for a while. Too graphic.
It was a good year for you?
Sounds like a good year for her.
And she's vegan. Let's not forget that.
Yeah. Segway it. Come on, King of the Segway. Go from there.
So last year sucked terribly. This year is going to be awesome. Matter of fact, my wife and I have dubbed this the year of adventure. We have booked a trip to Alaska. I'm going to be driving a scooter across the United States. We're going to be going to London in the spring. She's going to be teaching there. We're all going to just make sure that last year is obliterated by how great this year is. But last year did have some great comics and some great geek stuff. So as we look forward to another great year of us expanding the comic book, movie, television, superhero universe, let us reflect back and take a look at some of the best things from last year. Because, by God, the best things about last year were definitely the superhero and comic book stuff coming out and almost nothing else. You guys all agree with that? Anything to add?
Nope.
No.
Let's do this.
Let's get down to it.
Let's get down to it. All right, I'm going to open up the categories here.
Just to remind everybody, if you are playing along at home, if one of us has a nominee or honorable mention that the other one has on their list, we all drink. Go ahead and drink, too, unless, of course, you're driving while you're listening to the podcast. Then probably not. Josh, you have a breathalyzer, though, right?
That's true. I have purchased, and I'm not sure if this makes me a conscientious citizen or a high-functioning alcoholic, but I do have a little breathalyzer keychain to bring with me wherever I go.
Not the worst idea in the world. I am paranoid. Everyone in my family has like 3 DUIs, so I'm too paranoid to even have like 1 drink and drive. So,
well, I only have the 1 DUI, but it's from 1999, people. It was
and you were sleeping in the back seat of a car.
Literally
at the time.
20 years ago, so yeah. Let's just get past it.
Let's get past that. I wasn't going to bring that up, you monster. But this I am going to bring up. Best ongoing DC title. Mine is going to be controversial, so I'm going to let someone else go first. LT, what do you got?
So when we came up with these, it was the best title that we had read in the past year. And so mine is Mr. Miracle by Jack Kirby, the 442-page omnibus. It still holds up really, really well, and it was one of the best DC titles that I read last year.
Fair enough, fair enough.
I'm going to drink because it's not the actual series, but I did have Mr. Miracle by Tom King as one of my honorable mentions.
Another great, great comic book. Josh, that's up to you now. DC.
DC. Like I said, I'm not much of a DC guy, and this is going to be a little embarrassing, but I still think this is a kind of a fun comic, and I believe it started in 2018. And it's called Sideways. Anybody read Sideways?
No.
No?
Tell me more about this comic.
Yeah. So he's a young guy. It's sort of a Spider-Man-esque origin. He can teleport. He opens portals. He had a really hard time at the beginning because his portals would clash. And then he has a great conflict with somebody who steals his power and doesn't know how to do it and cuts themselves in half.
I remember this one now. It was really good. It was funny.
So he's just he's basically a teleporter. He's a young guy. He has no idea what he's doing. He's trying to figure out the superhero game, and it's just sort of one of those come to realize what you can do with all your powers. And he keeps getting a little better issue after issue. It's there's no in-depth plot or storyline here. It's really just a fun read. It's very lighthearted. I enjoy the artwork. He has a great little Spider-Man-esque look to him. And it's been a decent series. So I'm going to go with Sideways.
All right. Now, my comic book pick has been panned a little bit, and I don't know why because I really like it. It's Gotham Garage. Anyone else read it besides me?
That's a negative, Ghost Rider.
No.
Nope.
It's all right, so it's set in an apocalyptic future in which most of the Earth has been destroyed. There are small cities and pockets of cities that are still left. Lex Luthor is in control of Metropolis, and everyone's wearing a device that Harley Quinn has invented called a buddy or a sidekick. It's kept on your ear, and it keeps everyone kind of happy and numb to the fact that everything else is pretty much awful. And the sidekick can tell Lex Luthor if you're not going along with the program or not being happy all the time, or if you have any dissonant thoughts about the way the program's going. Outside of this utopia called the Garden is the Wasteland. And out in the Wasteland is all the other superheroes and villains of the DC Universe transformed into kind of odd road warrior personas. But they're all on motorcycles. So Supergirl, one of the main characters, has a motorcycle for no reason because she can fly. Harley Quinn's out there. She's now a good guy with a motorcycle. So it is kind of like the Gotham Girls, but everyone's got a motorcycle and they're all kind of awesome and cool. And they're fighting in kind of a weird punk rock future. Some of the artwork is terrific. Some of the writing is kind of stupid, but it's a fun premise. And I just really enjoyed the comic book.
I like enjoyable things.
And yeah. You said it's Gotham Garage?
Gotham Garage.
Just as a fun Alec fact, there is an actual garage called Gotham Garage that does custom automotive builds.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I might have the name wrong. I haven't read why the series ended, and I haven't read it in a little bit, but pretty sure that's it. It was fun. Just fun and stupid, and I enjoyed it. Let's go on to Marvel titles.
I don't get what
DC expert doesn't get back.
Sorry. I'm legitimately sorry. Buddy. When you said I'll drink because I also had one, thought that's
it's honorable mention. He said honorable mention.
Honorable mention. My
Mike.
Bad,
Mike
my
gets
bad,
his. Mike. Put the banner up there, Mike. What do you got for
DC? The banner?
All
plant
right.
Your flag,
I'm going
sir.
To go with also another controversial title. That is The Doomsday Clock, the continuation of the Watchmen series, which has introduced us to Mime and Marionette, two of my favorite new characters of the year. This series has been going on for a while, and it only comes out every other month, but sometimes it gets delayed too. So it's actually going to go over into this year too. They haven't finished the series, but I'm really enjoying the introduction of the Watchmen into the DC universe. And I have a couple honorable mentions, Batman by Tom King and the Super Sons Dynamutt crossover.
Let me do an honorable mention too. Then the Hong Kong Fooey Black Lightning crossover was awesome. Such a fun read and such a great throwback to the old twofers where you'd have a superhero team up that usually doesn't team up. Just fun. And it was written in exactly that style. So much so it gave me chills. It was like going back to the 1980s and picking up a comic book off the rack.
Well, if we're doing honorable mentions, then I'm going to do DC Metal.
Oh, by Scott Snyder. Yeah. That was a good series.
Well, I missed DC Metal. I saw a couple of the covers. Can you just give me a quick synopsis of what was that about?
Well, it was mostly about Hawkman.
Oh, about the Nth Metal. All right, fine. Screw it. I don't care.
Let me help LT out. Imagine that six or seven evil Batmans come into this universe, and in their universe, they have defeated the Justice League and taken over different powers of the Justice League.
So, oh, that sounds more interesting than Nth Metal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's honorable mention. About the 10th medal.
The 10th medal, yeah.
Yeah.
It's one better.
Yeah.
If people have DC Universe Online, there are some DC Universe Online only comics, issue zeros for the upcoming Young Justice series if you want to read them online.
Ooh.
An excellent one. I read Batgirl Year One recently. Not sure what it came out, but I just read it, so it counts. And that was a really good read. It was a fun read. All right, now let's go into Marvel. Now, I know no one's going to like my Marvel pick, so I'm going to go last on that one, too. Mikey, you want to start us off?
Sure. I'll go with my Marvel Comics keeps on starting and stopping their comics. And the last time they did that, it left me with a way to get out of all their comics. So the only current comics that I'm getting are Uncanny X-Men, which is only a 10-issue series, so I'm not going to count that. I'm going to go with my favorite Marvel comic of this year is Amazing Spider-Man by Nick Spencer.
How's that story arc going?
It's going well. I like Nick Spencer, and just like he did on the Superior Foes of Spider-Man, you're never quite sure exactly what's going to happen. It's full of humor in all the right places. It's a good compliment to go along with Chip Zdarsky's spectacular Spider-Man. They've put the fun back into Spider-Man.
Ooh, we like the fun in Spider-Man. Josh, what do you got over there, buddy?
I know this started a couple years before, but I hadn't read any of it. And I got to go with Dr. Aphra for Marvel.
Drink was an honorable mention for
drink,
me.
Yeah. Easily an honorable mention for me.
Space Indiana Jones is pretty freaking awesome. I was going to drop the mic on that one.
Yeah, it's a great one. We've all said how much we like Dr. Aphra. What do you got over there, LT?
So I'm going to take Josh's a little broader and say Marvel is doing pretty well with all the Star Wars titles, pretty much. Darth Vader continues to be pretty good with the Charles Soule's writing over the past year, and he just recently left the title. So I haven't read any of the new writers' material yet, but I look forward to reading that. And I also read some of the other titles, like the Obi-Wan title, and it was pretty good. And some of the other Star Wars, like, kind of miniseries, and they've all been pretty good.
Excellent. We all like the Star Wars ones, especially Vader Down. That was, I think that was one of our picks last year.
Yeah, I was going to say.
At our last wrap-up, I think Vader Down was one of our picks. Mine, I just started reading it. It was the only real comic book that was published last year, that was a last year comic book that I read from Marvel. And it's West Coast Avengers, and it's awesome. Have you guys read the whole thing, or did you guys get sick after like one issue?
I didn't get even through an issue.
Have they rebooted it?
There were land sharks, for God's sakes.
Have they rebooted West Coast Avengers?
Yes, yes, with Hawkeye. Not Hawkeye, but Hawkeye as the leader. Hawkeye is also on the team.
Oh, you know what? I did read one of these comics because they had the first graphic novel on sale for like 99 cents on Comixology. So I did read the West Coast Avengers.
There was some real fun writing in that.
Sure.
It's okay if no one liked this but me, but I loved it. At one point, Kate Bishop, who is Hawkeye, is riding a bunch of land sharks, and they're like killing these land sharks, and Hawkeye's like, hey, we should be tagging them. And Kate says, do you have a arrow in there that tags sharks? And he just kind of looks, he starts looking through his quiver and he goes, I do not. And that line, the way he delivered it, the way I heard it in my head, freaking killed me.
Yeah, I mean, they were really helped out because a lot of those land sharks were double parked and just got towed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't just be standing around like that.
Yeah, you just can't double park as a land shark.
Plus, at one point, Kate Bishop lures them all into the ocean. And like, oh, thank God. Now Kate Bishop is in the water with a bunch of sharks. Can we maybe? And then America gets her out, the teleporter. Who's that girl?
The teleporter?
America?
What's her last name?
Isn't it Perez?
No.
No?
Something else.
I didn't know she could teleport.
She can. She has this cool like little star symbol that makes her teleport stuff. Nice. That's kind of cool.
Okay. She has a odd spectrum of powers.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
The teleporting giant star thing is weird. I think she might be like the new Uncle Sam. That would make me happy. Like if she was Uncle Sam.
America Chavez. The new spirit.
America Chavez, thank you very much. If she was like the new spirit of America, I'm totally behind it. That's great. Because her power set kind of leans towards red, white, and blue. So does her, you know, everything about her. So, yeah, a lot of people didn't like that comic book. It got panned. I like seeing Gwenpool in there. There isn't a single person in there I didn't like. I had a good time with it.
Fair enough. That's what comics are for.
Right. I'm sure Marvel will bring it back, starting with number one.
Yeah, and soon. as for some honorable mentions, really like the way they went with the Stephen Strange, especially that Damnation storyline. Did anyone read that?
I have the series, but I haven't read any of it yet. I've been
the
waiting.
Damnation series is terrific. All of Las Vegas gets all of hell gets teleported into Las Vegas, or vice versa. No one's 100% sure on that one, but yeah. Vegas is hell, and hell is Vegas for a while, and people are just gambling on their souls and. It's up to Stephen Strange to fix the entire situation, and he ends up making it much, much worse for a while. But it's a great storyline, a really terrific read. Not the best ending, Josh. They do something you hate. You know, they pull the magic rabbit out of the hat at the very end. But
could have been worse. They could have taken that magic rabbit and time traveled it.
Yeah, time traveling magic rabbit out of a hat. What are some of your honorable mentions here, Mike?
I've got Astonishing X-Men and Sentry by Jeff Lemire.
Oh, is that good?
Yeah.
I didn't read Sentry.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah.
I've only read Sentry as a minor character in the Stephen Strange, Doctor Strange stuff, and he hasn't compelled me enough to go look for him, but maybe I will. How about you, Josh? What do you get for honorable?
I'm going to agree with Mike on Astonishing. A lot of the X-Men teams are sort of all over the place for me, and honestly I'm having a hard time distinguishing between any of them at this point. I really hope the Uncanny Reset, the 10 issue series, does something to congeal the X-Men into a really sort of pointed storyline. It's hard to read right now.
The problem is none of us have a degree in art. Because if we did, we'd understand all this red, blue, pink, yellow crap.
I'm waiting for Magenta.
Magenta X-Men. Tommy, what's your honorable mentions?
I don't want to consult the color wheel to find my favorite X-Men.
I told you, man, I like pretty much all the Star Wars titles that they're putting out.
All right, fair enough. Moving on to our next category. Let me just open up my little thing. Next, we have independent titles. All independents are open for business here. There was some great ones this year. I read a whole bunch of really cool stuff. You know what, LT? You're usually my go-to guy for independents. When I have someone to ask about what's good, I usually ask you first. You smug bastard. What do you got on the indie scene that you like?
I really like The Fuse. I thought it was a really great sci-fi crime drama. I thought it was fantastic. And I'm not really sure why Alexa is talking right now in the background, but I thought that was a really great comic. For honorable mentions, I thought Eclipse had some interesting ideas. I thought that was a good book. Daymen was fantastic. When we did our vampire show, I thought that was a great title that I thought you would really, really enjoy, Tom.
Oh, great. LT is frozen up.
Yep. Frozen in time.
Excellent. It's a time travel story. We know how much LT and Josh and Mike and everybody else love that.
Absolutely not.
Mikey, what do you got over there for indies?
You're going to cry when I say my favorite indie comic of the year, and that was Spencer and Locke. Ugh. If you want to hear all about Spencer and Locke, go ahead and listen to episode number 102, where we talk about Spencer and Locke and have the creators David Pipos and Jorge Santiago Jr. on our podcast. That was my number one independent comic. It is Calvin and Hobbes meet Sin City.
And I did read the entire series, and it is brilliant and good and just a little too close to home for me for most of it.
And for honorable mentions, I have Strangers in Paradise and Knights of the Dinner Table. Who are always
Knights of the Dinner Table, honorable mention. Drink up, guys. Josh, what do you got over there for indies?
Fortunately, just before the new year hit, LT managed to get me the volume editions of The Boys. So
I read, drink, that's my number one.
So I did read Volume 1 and Volume 2, and I've got Volume 3 up on my PC right now, ready for reading. I really enjoy this so far. Here's my thing, though. I went on IMDb and looked at the cast list for the upcoming show. And did the people in that show really read the comic before accepting their roles? Carl Urban doesn't strike me as Butcher.
I can see that.
After Carl Judge Urban. Dredd.
Yeah, I can see
Let him off the chain, buddy.
No, Judge Dredd is actionable, but sort of way above board where I can't see just the raunch and the lower act is the deep cut morals out of Carl Urban. I can't see it now. Like, I really think I don't think he's going to go far enough. I don't think Carl Urban can go far enough for me, for The Boys.
I think he can. You know who would have been good as the Frenchman? Who's the lead for Happy?
Christopher Maloney?
Yeah, Christopher Maloney would have been good as the Frenchman.
Does he speak French?
Go ahead and say no.
Don't care. We know he can be raunchy and gross.
All right. Yeah. Josh, you got any honorable mentions for independence?
For independence? I don't know. Yes. We mind not working. brain. He is the interdimensional. You don't know if he is a homeless guy or Indiana Jones.
Ether?
Yes, thank you. Let's go with Ether. Is that this year? It seems like this year.
I think that was started last year. We started reading it, but I think the series finished this year.
Okay.
I'm also going to add in there Hank N. Steiner, which is a Frankenstein detective noir kind of book, which is terrific. Can never find enough issues of it. I think I've found issue one like four times because they, you know, kind of go back to the well a couple of times and redo it. But always good to find and always have a good time when I read it.
I also want to name another one. It's not a new comic, but it's every year I get one of these. This year I got two of these for Christmas from my brother or sister-in-law. It's Uncle Scrooge and Donald Duck. The Don Rosa collection. This is I got volume 4 this year, The Last of the Clan McDuck. I love these. They're all one-shot stories. It's like watching it's like reading DuckTales. Don Rosa, if you ever meet him over at any of the cons, super nice guy. It harkens back to the Carl Barks series of books, but I'm a fan of Don Rosa. So every year I get one of these, and every year I'm excited about it.
Woo-hoo!
All right.
Well, that sounds great. All right. This is one I think we're going to have a lot of arguments on, but, and I think we'll have a lot of crossover on this too, best comic book movie of the year. And there were some good ones this year. Let's not be hating on all of them. There were some really good ones from Aquaman at the end of the year, all the way back to Guardians of the Galaxy, Wonder Woman. There's just been
Guardians nor Wonder Woman were this last year.
That was last year. We started off with Black Panther in February and finished with Aquaman in December, along with Into the Spider-Verse in December.
Really? Wow. This year went by in a weird kind of time-wise ways for me. I have a lot of stuff crammed in there. But we had Deadpool 2.
Is that your pick?
Is that your pick, Tom?
Yeah.
It is not. My pick is going to be, I'm waffling a little bit, but I really, really, really like Black Panther. So I'm going to go with Black Panther.
Drink.
Ooh.
It's an alternate for me.
That was my number one pick.
My number one pick, too. Introduced some great characters. I think the thing that pushes it over the top for me is how much fun the kids in the audience were having. In my theater, every single time I saw it was packed with kids, which I usually hate. But this time around, for some reason, just seeing the jubilation on these kids' faces as they had a superhero up there, you know, that they can get behind and root for. And it was a lot of fun for me to see how much the kids were getting behind it. All kinds of kids just having a great time. I think this particular superhero movie was a little bit more kid-friendly than some of the ones we've seen. And I really enjoyed it. Mike, anything to add to that?
No, you can go ahead and listen to our Black Panther movie review podcast if you're interested in hearing all our thoughts. But yeah, it's the number one movie for me. There's a couple honorable mentions, but I'm sure you guys are going to probably name them.
That's a good point. LT, what do you got there, buddy?
Well, I went with Black Panther. My honorable mention would be Ant-Man and the Wasp. I really enjoyed Ant-Man and the Wasp. It was not as good as the first film, but I still thought it was a really great film.
All right. Josh, what do you got, buddy?
So I'm a little out of the path, and honestly, I've got two movies, and possibly I might just have to say Spider-Verse, Sight Unseen. I haven't been a big fan.
You can't do it Sight Unseen, you hater.
I have not been impressed with this year's marquee of superhero movies. So I'm going to go with Batman Ninja for my primary one.
That was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that.
It was really fun. It just mixed up Batman and anime. It's available a bunch of cross platforms. I really enjoyed it. The my other one, also another animated movie, just as a mention, is Marvel Rising Secret Warriors. So we get to see Ms. Marvel and Squirrel Girl on the screen for the first time, America for the first time. Just a fun little animated movie. And honestly, the big theater movies I liked, but all had reasons where I was not just super overwhelmed with them. So
Killmonger was right.
About you, Auber.
About me. Yeah.
I had Infinity War as one of my backup or my alternates, along with Aquaman. I thought both of those were
excellent. Yeah, I think everything was my backup. I mean, I loved Aquaman. Aquaman was a lot of fun, enjoyable movie. I loved Infinity War. I loved Deadpool, too. I really enjoyed Domino in there.
Did anybody see Venom?
Ha! We were talking about that yesterday.
A shitload of Chinese people did. Because it made almost $1 billion, although it's just getting passed right now by Aquaman. Aquaman made $750 million in China. What?
What?
Yeah. It's a lot of landlocked people there who are super curious.
I did not see Venom because I was told the best part of Venom was the trailer for Into the Spider-Verse.
I'm seeing that tomorrow. I'm down to clown with that one.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
I got to see that this week, but I am, almost sight unseen. We might have to record this so I can just say it's the Spider-Verse because I kind of have this sneaky feeling it's going to be the Spider-Verse for me.
It looks awesome. I'm really looking forward to it, but I think it's a little unfair.
I don't think it's unfair.
All right.
I think you're unfair. I like that.
Thank you.
Next category?
Next category, my friends, unless I'm mistaken, we're going to be moving over to TV shows. And we are. Best comic book TV shows. Now, there have been years when we had nothing as nerds to go on. We were so happy to have Greatest American Hero when I was a kid. Or the really crappy Hulk. It wasn't crappy, but it wasn't great.
It was.
I'm trying not to be that guy. Come on.
Okay.
But I mean, he didn't fight any other Hulks. You got to fight someone your own strength. You can't always fight the biker gang.
He did fight Thor.
He did fight Thor. Thank you.
Carry on.
Carry on, my wayward son. This year, however, we had a lot of really good ones.
Over 20.
Over 20? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because...
In fact, there's three that I haven't even seen that I've been told are excellent. Daredevil Season 3, Legion, and Preacher.
Oh, Preacher's awesome. That was last... Yeah, maybe it was this year. I'm terrible with
years. This year. It didn't start this year, but... yeah, Preacher's on, like, season 4, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm only up to season 2. Awesome. I still got more to go. Josh, what do you got as your favorite TV show this year?
My favorite one this year has got to be Titans.
Drink as an honorable mention on my part.
Honorable mention on my part because I've only watched 2 so far. So I can't go all in on 2, but the first 2 were awesome.
They're doing a good job. Cool. The season wrap-up was pretty damn good. It is just brutal. It's a brutal show, and I am enjoying how they're treating the characters so far.
It made me love Hawk and Dove in ways I cannot even describe. And I am so in love with whoever's playing Donna Troy.
I am the
Terry Long to her Donna Troy. I'm a creepy old guy macking on her.
You're going to give her the hug warning?
The hug warning. Got to give her the hug warning.
What's the hug warning, Josh?
It's going to be long. It's going to be uncomfortable. And somebody might have to pry us apart.
Noice. LT, what are you guys, your favorite TV show this year?
I really enjoyed Lost in Space.
Drink, that was an honorable mention for me.
Was that a comic book?
It was a comic book.
It was a comic book after it was a TV show, then a comic book. The comic books were pretty good, actually.
I thought Netflix did a really good job with it.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was passable.
Enjoyed it.
I watched it. I watched it the whole way through.
You binged it.
I binged it.
Josh, what do you got?
Well, I already gave mine. Titans. Let's go.
Oh, that's right. Titans. Who's left? Mikey?
I'm going to go with Happy.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah. I really loved Happy. I loved the graphic novel, and I thought the TV show was excellent.
I'm going to have to try to get through it. I watched like two episodes, and I was like, I don't know.
The imaginary friend explaining the Omega Point is worth the price of admission. Yeah, philosophy by imaginary friends. It's phenomenal.
I'm going to go with one that we were just talking about a minute ago, which is Preacher. Preacher was not one of my favorite comic books. As a matter of fact, I don't think I made it through more than a half dozen Preacher comic books. I just didn't like the graphic style. It was too elongated and kind of jagged for me. I just didn't enjoy it.
You are a monster. Steve Dillon was amazing. How dare you spit on his grave by saying you did not like the artwork?
I'm sure a lot of people found it to their liking. It's just not an artwork I like. It was just a little too punk rock for me. Sorry, guys.
I mean, you got to drink. I love Preacher.
All right, drink it up.
And I slow roll Preacher because I can only watch an episode while I'm running.
Oh, on the treadmill?
Yeah.
From the cops holding a TV. Well, I can watch until this cord.
It's much easier than the good old days, right? Like, you know, it's no tube TVs anymore, so you can haul ass with some LEDs. I'm just saying, it's not the effort it used to be when we were kids.
Yeah, I bought a Kindle Fire for the gym just to net stream stuff and just toss it up there on the old treadmill.
Any honorable mentions?
Nobody said Black Lightning, huh?
Yeah, Legion. Legion is brilliant. I mean, it's not the action show you'd want, but if you like just like psychological effect kind of thriller mystery, like I really enjoy Legion. It's probably the best written show out there by a good margin. It's not exact. Yeah, it's not the like an action superhero like the superhero motif that people wanted to see out of an X-Men spinoff. And I think the best thing about Legion is you don't need to know anything about Marvel to really enjoy that show.
Hmm. What season have we got?
I've only seen two.
Yeah,
three might be out there.
I don't know. I know I got to start binging it soon because it's all on Hulu.
It's really good, though. It's a very good show.
I'm going to say my honorable mention was The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. Has anybody checked that out yet?
I haven't seen one yet.
I haven't seen it yet. They dropped like, series like in December, though, right? It's pretty recent.
No, they dropped it in October in time for Halloween. Oh, okay. And then they just had their Christmas special. So they've got 11 episodes out right now.
Yeah. And they had I'm going to make air quotes that our listeners can't see, like a cultural war about that in the beginning, right? Like somebody had some complaints and they had like a stumbling block.
They got sued.
Okay,
because they were using a statue of the devil that somebody actually owned the rights to.
Okay. Gotcha. Fair enough.
Any other honorable mentions?
I got to say The Gifted got better this year. It's not a great show.
My genital warts cleaned up. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, Mike. Yeah, live with it. I love the X-Men. I got to dig in there and watch whatever I can. And, yeah, it got a little better this year.
Defend it. Come on. Keep on going.
Fine. It's a terrible show. It got marginally better.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. got better because this was its final season. Yeah, Tom. I stuck it out to the end because you kept on saying it's going to get better. It's going to get better. You know when it got better? When it ended.
Yeah, I'm going to drink to that.
You guys, just keep drinking your Haterade.
Oh, did you watch the last season? Did you watch the last season?
Nope.
Yeah, see? Nope. Suck it.
I just haven't caught up yet. It hasn't all shown up on Netflix yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Has anyone made it through The Runaways?
Yeah.
Well, I like The Runaways.
I haven't made it through season two yet. That just started.
It's, once again, It's not good. It's definitely not good.
I didn't watch season one.
Like I said, it's not bad, but it's definitely not good. I did watch it, and I'm like, I'll hover through this when I don't have anything else to watch and see how it turns out. But as far as best shows of the year, it's not making the list. And I'm trying to get through Cloak and Dagger too, and I'm having a hard time with the two actors.
Yeah, I tapped out. I really wanted to like Cloak and Dagger.
Yeah, that was tough. It was just tough.
Yeah, tapped out on that one. All right, next is going to be Best Con of the Year. Best Con Memory.
Oh, that's an easy one for me.
That's easy for me.
That is the ass grab from John Barrowman at Pensacon in February this year. Mr. Barrowman ran into the bar. We were hanging out with Tammy and Ian. He had a cardboard cutout of himself. He was in various states of disrobed. He ran in to say happy birthday to somebody else in the bar. And I said, Mr. Barrowman, I need a hug. And that was a hell of a hug. That was possibly a criminal.
Long. It was long. It was awkward. And someone had to pry you apart.
Somebody basically had to pry us apart. And I enjoyed it immensely. Thank you, John Barrowman, for your warm hands on my tuchus. You're an amazing person.
I need a hug. Tommy, what do you got, buddy?
I enjoyed our VIP ride with
Drink.
Tony Isabella and all of the comic book creators to the back door of Pensacon.
I missed it.
It was one of the things that made that moment great is, one, they thought we were part of the panel, but also people who were there at the panel turned around after the panel ended and they were like, we came here because we thought you guys were doing this panel. So that was great. But then when we all snuck onto the VIP bus, Diane, you should have came with us, but you are too big of a rule follower. Next year, Diane, you're getting on the bus with us.
Because, man, we rolled up right to the back door and we got in quick.
That was nice. That was nice. I got to put it as my one of my highlights. We met Stan Lee, fellas.
Yeah, Drink. That was on
Shook his hand.
Yeah. Josh couldn't be with us.
Yeah, I'm not drinking.
Josh couldn't be with us. You tried to convince Stan Lee that Josh was dead? That was awesome. This is our picture of our friend. He can't be with us today. He didn't make it. He didn't make it to the plane, jackass. Stanley looks so sad. He only lasted another month after that.
Wow.
I think that's because of your sad story.
That's not accurate at all, but okay.
I'm not good with calendars.
Numbers. Time. Numbers.
Numbers.
Space.
So for me, it was a Dragon Con panel on the Lost Battalion that I made my daughter sit through, which surprisingly she enjoyed it when we finished. It was about the Lost Battalion, who we will do a whole podcast on it. History majors are going to love it. Those who don't love history will still love us describing how awesome the Lost Battalion was.
Okay.
All right.
What you got up there, LT?
I already described mine.
Oh,
all right. Are you there, Tom? Were you listening?
I'm mostly here.
What comes out there, at night, Tom? Mostly.
All right.
Mostly.
Mostly. All right. Favorite episode of our podcast?
That's an easy one for me.
Oh, that's so easy.
Go ahead, Josh.
The one where we made Mike cry? Was that this year?
No, that was a couple years ago, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, our 100 was my favorite.
Oh, Drink. That was one of my honorable mentions.
I just like the shit out of that episode. And sometimes, you know, I listen to us. Now, I know we all kind of try to review our podcast. And mostly, I consider that a effort in self-improvement. But honestly, my wife tells me all the time that I think I am the funniest person I know, and she is not wrong. I laugh at myself more about hearing myself on this podcast than probably anybody else laughs at me. I'm just saying, I'm a funny motherfucker. Funny.
You are the funniest person you know. It's true.
It's true.
It's true.
Absolutely true. I am.
You know, I'm going to go with that 100th episode, too. That was a lot of fun to do, and we had a lot of fun to do it. I think I've listened to that one the most out of any I've listened to. I think maybe I've listened to that 3 times. Poor Mike has to listen to it like 100 times just to get all the editing down. Yeah, poor bastard. It's got to be right up there with Waterboard.
Downloaded episode last year, 120, or not including RSS feeds, direct, just Podbean. So I don't know. I can't even look at iTunes. Who can look at iTunes? You can do that. Anyone? Does iTunes even help us?
Damn it, iTunes.
No, iTunes does not help us.
Those guys are bastards. Damn you, Apple. Damn you and your ridiculous no statistics. Hi, Lenny. I love you.
My favorite.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. That's my wife refilling my scotch glass. That's one of my favorite things of the year.
Oh, I need a beer.
My favorite was episode 125, where we talked about comic book characters that started out in other media. Because I was so freaking drunk.
Ooh, was that the one where you were a savant?
That was the one where you could not.
That was the savant episode. Yeah.
It was.
Tom
couldn't believe how many times I was right.
Oh, yeah. You called us all out. And you were right every time. I'll drink to that.
Yeah, it was a good episode.
Yeah, I'll drink to that when my scotch gets here. You were on fire on that one. In fuego, my friend.
So for me, I had episode number 119, our Calvin and Hobbes episode. I thought that was probably our best of the year, but I had some honorable mentions, which you guys already talked about, the top 100. I think our best GOAT episode was our recent one on the Aquapets. And if you want to hear that, you can go ahead and become a subscriber to our Patreon-only podcast, GOAT, the Greatest of All Time, where every week we talk about the greatest of all time in a different category. Aquapets was my favorite. And for just $1 a month, you can help support us for the RSS feed and our website. Shameless
I really
plug.
Liked our car one. I think our car one was our best superhero vehicles. I really enjoyed that one. And I think it's undeniable that our shortest and dumbest one was dog-themed superheroes.
That is true. And you know what? I hated the self-indulgent best character, D&D character that we've ever had until I won. And then you made me realize that that was actually a phenomenal podcast.
That was hilarious. I listened to that one a couple times. That was fun to do, and we laughed all the way through that one.
Yeah, I don't subscribe to Patreon, so I don't get to listen to any of our goats. Oh, no, wait, I get them from Chris. What's his name?
Get that hat going.
All right, what's
all right,
our next
one? I think that's all the categories, unless you added some there, Mikey.
No, he did add one.
We added
one
more.
Right back.
And the new one that we're adding this year is favorite podcast other than ours.
Ooh, now, that's a tough,
that's a tough one because we cranked out, this is a fun little Alex fact, we had 51 Long Box Guy episodes this year and 46 goats. So we had a total of 97 podcasts that we put out, and we recorded 3 podcasts for The Secret Origins, which we have on YouTube. We only have one right now because there's a lot of podcasts to edit. So if you want to check out our YouTube.
There's one up there, and it's about you-know-who, and it's awesome.
Yeah, it's about the funniest guy Josh knows.
Absolutely.
So go over to youtube.com/TheLongBoxGuys and check out our Secret Origin on Josh Hopper. Shameless plug.
Shameless plug.
So what is your favorite
podcast?
There's
so many good ones. I want to say the Nolan Nerd Couple. I want to say Sammy Savage. I want to say, I also kind of want to say Never Not Funny. There's so many good ones out there. I think I got to go with Sammy Savage's as being my favorite, but Never Not Funny being the funniest. I have to split them.
We can drink to that because I love his Losing Lives podcast where they talk about a video game themed movie. And they're doing God's work because they are watching the movies I don't want to watch and telling me about them.
And I thought the Hitman movies were watchable.
You would.
What was that?
The Hitman movies were watchable. Based on the video game?
Are you still... This is English, right? Are we still talking about the same thing?
Yeah. Hitman. They were watchable, you hater. Bald guys with knives and swords. It was watchable.
LT, what about you?
This is really tough for me because I have about 400 podcasts on my iPod right now.
Which means you don't listen to any of them.
I do.
No, I'm just kidding.
Means this commute sucks.
My commute does suck. For music, the Sounds of My Head. And for stories, the Risk podcast. For science, I've got to go with the Naked Scientists. And those are my top three, other than our podcast.
Huh. Those all could have been porns.
I'm going to have to subscribe to those. Those sound good. Tell me more about the Naked Science.
The Naked Science podcast is awesome. It's a British podcast. The Naked Scientists.
The Naked Scientist?
Yep. Naked Scientists. They are fantastic.
Josh, what about you?
So I have two. One is completely and utterly unrelated. If you have any interest in politics and have never watched The West Wing, first of all, you're a monster. Go watch The West Wing. Second of all, The West Wing podcast is brilliant when you team it up by watching one episode and then listening to the podcast and one episode and listening to the podcast.
My wife loves that podcast. She went and saw two tapings of it.
It is so good. One of the guys.
Yeah, you know, they were here. And Josh, I didn't know you were a fan. You could have gone with the wife.
I adore. I've probably watched The West Wing start to finish probably four or five times at this point, and I love the podcast. I absolutely love it.
Same here. I have probably watched it with Lainey all the way through three to four times.
The other one I am trying to listen to, I've only listened to the first three or four. Working from home, I just don't travel as much, and I can't listen to what I was doing to in years earlier. But has anybody listened to The Long Night? The Wolverine teleplay?
No. Is it good?
So Wolverine has a podcast, and it's acted out. So there's multiple voice actors.
No.
There's eerie background music. There's sound effects. So it's a more of a teleplay, but as a podcast. And it's a completely original scripted show about Wolverine. So if you get a chance, go find – I think it's just wolverinepodcast.com, but it's called The Long Night, Wolverine The Long Night. And it's pretty interesting.
I've heard good things about it.
It's a scripted podcast. It's good.
So my favorite podcast every week is because I don't get enough chance to listen to the news as much as I'd like to, is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
I do love Wait, Wait, yeah.
And I also Fat Man Beyond. That's where I get it.
Fat Man Beyond is really good, too, for comic news.
Yeah, it's the renamed Fat Man on Batman. It's Kevin Smith and Mark Bernardin.
Okay. He still has time to do podcasts, Kevin Smith, huh?
Oh, he does, like, several podcasts.
Yeah, he's got nothing but time.
Good on him, yeah. Well, if he's not making movies, what else is he doing?
Yeah.
Love you, Kevin. Thank you.
He's obviously not eating.
He's a vegan. Yeah,
he's down to one seat on a plane. Congratulations, Kevin.
That's the dream for all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I think that wraps it up. Did we have any other categories we added?
Last year, you mentioned a category. LT said I shouldn't mention it because he doesn't do any of this, but online comic.
Oh, that's the one that I liked last year. My favorite by far last year And this year is going to be questionable content. What a great online comic. I hope everyone reads it. A lot of fun characters, really interesting storylines, very diverse cast without getting up their own asses about it. You know, some comic books will have one character who might be, you know, handy capable, or might have one character who happens to be trans, but they seem to have every single storyline revolve around that fact. This particular comic book has a great representation of a wide spectrum of different characters, and they don't have to be all self-righteous about it. It's just people living their lives, and it's really well written.
For me, I have Ménage à Trois. It's at ma3.com. It's just a fun comic that I discovered last month because I was trying to find an online comic to talk about for this category. And I really like it.
Yeah, that was put out by Black Cat Comics, and they have a couple other good online comics too.
I continue to read PvP online. And I continue to read The Order of the Stick. But I measure my Order of the Sticks. I like to really binge Order of the Stick for some reason. I do not want to read one episode whenever it comes out. So really, I read it like quarterly. I just sit down in like 3 hours and I just read Order of the Stick.
How about Penny Arcade? I still love Penny Arcade.
I don't know. I haven't really read Penny for a long time.
Still great.
I have Burkle Breeds on my Facebook, so I get Bloom County every day. And I also, on Twitter, I've followed the person who's currently writing the Nancy comic strip. You know, Nancy,
like Nancy and Sluggo.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's actually pretty good. Like, the person who's writing it now, this is a smarmy, sarcastic little bitch of a girl. I'm really enjoying it. So every day when I check my Twitter feed, I go over and check out the new Nancy of the day.
Not necessarily with in our sphere here, but has anybody read Deflocked? It's about a little sheep, a couple dogs, and a kid. Sort of Calvin and something like a cross between Calvin and Hobbes and what was the very political one with the penguin?
Bloom County.
Yeah. Sort of like a Bloom County meets Calvin and Hobbes. And Tom, it's someone we went to high school with. Jeff Corvo.
Oh, I like Jeff.
He's syndicated in maybe 70 or 80 papers for it. It's actually pretty funny.
Yeah, I have read Deflock, by the way. I've read a few. It's just not in any papers that I'm currently, have.
Yeah, you can rock it online or on Twitter.
I'll look for it on Twitter. Thank you.
He's actually moved close to us again. He's in Massachusetts. His sister, Michelle, I went to graduate high school with. She's maybe two towns away.
Hmm. Yeah, I kind of remember her, too. All right, I think that's all the categories, and I think that'll do it for us.
Yeah. All right,
best plugs of the year.
I think our best plug is Kirby Crackle, who provides our geek rock music every week. You can check them out at kirbycracklemusic.com or go on to iTunes or Bandcamp and download their music.
Yeah, do that.
I disagree. I think we've had some great plugs for geekorthodox.com.
Geekorthodox.com.
Geekorthodox.com. Purveyors of fun T-shirts and other geeky things, such as Stan Gouache prints.
One of their T-shirts is becoming a tattoo for me in the very near future.
Oh.
Is that the one with the
is that the ring bearer
penis going into the?
What's that?
Is that the ring bearer T-shirt you're going to get on
your
back?
It is not. Thanks for Tom for ruining that one. No, it's the Lovecraft beer one.
Oh.
Yeah.
I disagree with all of you guys. I think our best plug is for our Patreon page at patreon.com/ I can never remember. Longbox, guys. Take a look at our Patreon-only content, see some of our conversations, and for just $1 a week, you can help support us in all of our stupid machinations.
For just $1 a week, you can give it out free to whoever you want.
I'm sorry, $1 a month. I said a week, but it's really cheaper than that.
Yeah. It's cheaper.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. We are so cheap.
It's like 400%
cheaper.
Cheap.
We're sluts.
We are. Yeah.
So?
And Mike, what's this podcast like to you?
It's like Drunk History, but for comics. Blow, Josh.
Oh, we're doing a blow test live on the air here. Well, not exactly live, but he's blowing into his breathalyzer. We're seeing what Josh is going to blow.
0.092. That's disappointing.
Woo-hoo.
I could almost drive in 15 or 20 minutes. It's ridiculous.
Let's do your blood sugar.
Well, let's not do that. Nobody wants to know that. I don't want to know that.
Dr. Mike.
You might, Robert. You might.
You might, Robert. You might.
Would I put my blood meter in this stove if my pal Rocky was in there?
Would I eat this entire frosted cake if I had diabetes?
You might, Robert. You might.
You might, Robert. You might.
Speaking of dying of diabetes, LT.
Yeah.
Well, you got any final words for us?
Well, when you put it like that, Tommy, I don't know if I want to say them. But this may not be the podcast you deserve. This may not be the podcast you desire, but it's definitely the podcast you deserve.
He's laughing because he's losing a foot, like, right now.
It's just falling off as we speak.
Yeah. Toes are for bitches.
As we speak. Toes are for bitches. I saw this one lady. She lost, like, 4 toes to diabetes, but she was wearing flip-flops. How the fuck was that thing on there? It was, like, by will of God alone.
Velcro?
No.
Duct tape?
It was, like, the big toe and the pinky toe. It's crazy. Josh, by the way, speaking of wearing flip-flops with only 2 toes, we're going to be in Florida soon. Is that your sector?
Pensacola, Florida is definitely my sector. Thank you, February. We'll be there, Pensacon.
All right. Well, we're going to love seeing that. We're going to love being there, and we love you guys. Thanks again for listening all year round. We really can't thank you enough. We love having our listeners, and we love doing this.
Thanks
from all the Longbox guys. And don't forget what I always say. Don't disrespect what you don't hate what you dislike.
Don't disrespect.
Wow.
Wow. Do you want to try that again? Wow.
Yeah.
Give me that breathalyzer. Don't diss what you hate. Just promote what you love. You're going to live longer. Thanks again for the long box, guys.
Keep saying blow.
Keep blowing, Josh. Blow, you
my mighty God,
bastard.
I think Josh is dying. He's blowing so much.
And Josh has an asthma attack.
Oh, wow. This is a... I've blown the blowing because there's an error here. Hold on. Wait for it. Now it's kind of enough.
This is the best podcast ever as we wait for Josh's breathalyzer to reset to see how drunk he is.